This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and here's what we have on this Tuesday. The Mexican cartels, they're in New York City. They're being let out of jail. Yeah, oh yeah, I'll get to the y'all. Oh, Chris, you're gonna love this story. It's just a couple minutes away. We have, look at this, the consequences of their own actions eating the communist companies again. That's a great story. We'll talk about that. How much is our government covering up? How much are they lying about? From Joe Biden to the FBI, got a couple jaw-dropper headlines here for you. We have gas prices apparently going higher, a brand new COVID panic coming, the Attorney General should be impeached, and a preview of the future from China. All that is coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I got Daniel Turner an hour and a half from now. He's gonna break down some of this energy stuff. What's Joe Biden doing in Saudi Arabia? So on and so forth. But I want to begin here in one of the oddest things I think I have ever heard in my entire life. What I'm about to play for you, it's a little long. I'm going to let it play, though. I want you to understand it's real. On my life, I didn't do this. Chris and Michael didn't work this up in one of their little computer program thingies. This is 100% real. Are you creeped out or is it just me?
If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step 3, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right, you've got this.
What? Are we in some kind of imminent danger from a nuclear blast? Look, I didn't work this up, and I don't want you to think that we went digging back during the Cold War, the 1960s, and dug up a PSA. Why do we need a PSA right now about surviving a nuclear blast? Is something going on that we're not being told about? All right, I'm going to move on from that, because let's address a funny from yesterday before we get into everything else. Jill Biden. Now, we made fun of her yesterday for how she tried to say the word bodega. I mean, I know you know what a bodega is. I don't know that Jill does, and I dang sure know She doesn't know how to say
as it. As distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx.
All right, so she can't say bodega, but that's not the part that's getting all the people whipped up into a frenzy. The taco thing. She said, she went on to say in that whole thing, the breakfast tacos of San Antonio. And of course, some Hispanic association is out there now saying, we are not tacos.
The National Association of Hispanic Journalists is responding in a tweet, encouraging, quote, Dr. Biden and her speechwriting team to take the time in the future to better understand the complexities of our people and communities. The group adding, we are not tacos.
Okay, couple things. Isn't breakfast taco like the highest compliment you can pay somebody? If I came home tonight and the wife was in the kitchen and she looks over at me when I walk in and she said, oh, there's my breakfast taco, I wouldn't take that as any kind of an insult. Do you not enjoy breakfast tacos? A lovely flour tortilla. You notice I said flour. Did I say corn? Did I say corn? You have a lovely flour tortilla with some scrambly eggs inside of it and then some cheese. Maybe you have some chorizo mixed up in there. Maybe beef fajita. Maybe even drop in some onions if we feel like going crazy and you don't have to make out with anybody afterwards. Oh, did I mention? We'll find some little Mexican lady who will mix up some of the heavenly green salsa and will open up the taco and pour that green salsa all around it. And it'll be so hot that we'll be sweating, but it'll taste so good. Why is anyone offended by being called breakfast taco? That's one. Two, why is Jill Biden giving campaign speeches? No one elected her for anything. Nothing. She's the first lady. And I know this is the I am woman, hear me roar era of please call me a doctor. Jill Biden ain't ever been elected to nothing. Jill Biden is Joe Biden's wife. Why is she out giving campaign speeches all the time? All right, so we have that and much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But there was a moment from today, I don't know if you've heard it yet, that was a bit eye-popping. Before I play it, I want to just make sure you understand this. Maybe you're currently in this situation right now and you'll find this offensive. Remember, the email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Please keep in mind, if you're offended, I don't give a crap. It means nothing to me whatsoever. If you're offended, that's your problem. But maybe you're in this current situation. Many, many people listening will be. I'm going to say it anyway. Do you love your kids? You do? Look, if you're listening to this program, the chances you love your children are pretty strong. You have plenty of other options. Okay, so good. You love your kids. Good. I love mine too. Good, good. Are you raising them? Did you raise them purposefully? Meaning, hey, get your elbows off the table. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. Work hard. Get good grades. You know, all the basic parenting things. Be respectful of your father. Be respectful of your mother. Just basic things. Did you teach those things to your child? You did. I know you did. I can see you nodding your head right there through the radio. I can see you nodding your head. Yes, of course. Of course. Where are you going with this? Okay. You love them? Okay. After they graduated high school, what did you tell them they should do with their lives? Did you tell them they had to go to college? Got to go to college. Got to get a better life. That's the only way you'll get a good job. You got to go to college. Make sure you go to college. Okay. I'm going to play you this little soundbite from today. What you're going to hear, the male voice is Senator Josh Hawley. The female voice, you're going to hear a nut job. You'll know immediately she's a nut job. But I do want you to understand that she's a law professor at Berkeley. Did you tell little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden they better go to Berkeley or otherwise they'll never get a good job? So you took that child that you raised for 18 years and loved for 18 years, and then you promptly sent that child off to be educated by this person?
Before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women.
Is the best thing that has ever happened to the human race.
Chris, That's not the right soundbite. I don't know who the gentleman who was smoking Marlboro Reds was who stepped in there, but could you maybe play the actual soundbite? Thank you, Chris. Yes, thank you.
Before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
So your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning.
Because
we can't talk about it.
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think women can get
pregnant. So you are denying that trans people exist.
And that leads to violence. Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no,
they're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
Oh, I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just in this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
Do you love Aiden? Do you love Jaden? Caden and Baden and whatever else you named your kids? Are you paying 6 figures to have your child educated by that subhuman animal? If you are, well, maybe we should have a hard talk. Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and I'll get to some emails later. We'll get to the FBI keeps losing, quote, losing critical things. We'll talk about that, how much our government is lying to us. We're going to talk about these cartel smugglers busted in New York and then turned loose. But before I get to that, I just want to again play this. I'm sorry, I'm never going to stop with this. You say you love your kid, and I believe you do. You love your child. You raise your child to have manners and values, and you want your child to be a productive citizen, and you want what's best for your kid. If you want what's best for your child, why are you so adamant that you will spend 6 figures to send them off to be educated by people who hate your freaking guts, who wouldn't spit on you if you were on fire? Why would you do that to your child? Why? I want to know. I want to know. Is it bragging rights to your friends and family? Aiden got into Berkeley. I'm so proud of Aiden. Wow, it's great. I mean, granted, in 4 years, he'll hate me and I won't even recognize him. I likely won't ever speak to my son again, but he got into Berkeley. Are you guys proud of me?
Before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase. I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really...
Okay, you get it. You get it. We have got to start being much more careful with our children. And as much as you can despise that nutball woman... If you have a child who's being educated by her, and then you have her, the educator, and then you have the parent who's paying for that education, of the 3 people involved, her, the child, the parent, which one is the biggest fool? Is it her? If I take my kids to the zoo, I take them down to the Houston Zoo, and we go and we're checking out the animals and we get to the gorilla enclosure. And at some point I take my oldest son, James, and I chuck him over the fence in the gorilla enclosure where he gets pummeled into dust by a gorilla. is that the gorilla's fault? Or is that my fault? I don't throw my kids into the gorilla enclosure in the zoo. And I also don't pay for the privilege to send my children off to be educated to despise me and my country and themselves. I don't do it. Hopefully you don't either. Maybe you don't, because looks like people were upset out there. This is New York Mayor Eric Adams getting screamed at.
We stayed with you. We stayed with our uncles until we were able to get that little walk-up tenement. And you didn't have 13-year-olds carrying 9mm guns, you know? See, this is the clown. This is the clown. And this is...
People were tired of the gun-grabbing nonsense now. They're sick and daggone tired of it, which leads me to this. This is, honestly, friends sent this to me first thing. New York Post reports on it. Mexican cartel smugglers are nabbed with $1.2 million worth of methamphetamine in New York City. Now, I do have to disclose something. I have to be honest about something. I don't know how you make meth. I know how to make cheeseburgers, as you know. I'm very, very underrated when it comes to my pancakes. I can make a good pancake. I don't, however, know how to cook up crystal meth. Just mom never taught me. I never learned. I do, however, know enough narco cops to know this. There's just nothing but poison inside of it. It's pure poison. And if you have $1.2 million of it, you are obviously distributing it, and you are, I mean, by any measure, you should be going to prison for a long time. That's the law. Doesn't matter what you think about it. That's the law. Do you know what the Mexican cartel smugglers who got busted in New York City with $1.2 million worth of meth are doing? Do you want to know what they're doing as we speak? As you hear the sound of my voice, they're walking beside you on the sidewalk. They got turned loose. The two California men, Luis Estrada and Carlos Santos, were allegedly caught red-handed by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration as part of a multi-agency investigation. Yet frustrated agents had to stand by and watch as the suspects were cut loose on just supervised release, the federal agency said. Now, that leads me right into this. And this is going to sound completely related, believe me, or completely unrelated, believe me, it's related. Starbucks is closing 16 stores in major cities. Do you want to know why they're closing 16 stores in major cities? Increased threats to their staff and personnel. Now, they're all the cities you can imagine. I don't have to go down the list, but it's all the cities who've embraced the George Soros soft-on-crime DAs who are turning violent criminals loose and turning America's cities into uninhabitable wastelands. If we are now a country where we can't keep Mexican drug smugglers in prison, if we can't keep them in jail until they go to trial and then send them off to prison, if that's the kind of country we've become, we have no chance. And that leads me back to what I've been saying to you over and over and over and over again. And I know it hurts you to hear it. I don't care. Get out of the city. There is no saving it because there's no mechanism in place to save it. You have a George Soros DA. You're not going to elect a Republican. No American city is. It doesn't matter. This is not unique to any one place. No American city is going to elect a Republican as mayor. Maybe you get one or two squeezed in on the city council. And so the Democratic Party is completely beholden to Soros in turning criminals loose. And your city is going to get worse and worse and worse. You think the homeless problem's bad now? You think the shootings are bad now? You think you're run by idiots now? You ain't seen 10 years from now. 10 years from now, it's going to look like a movie wasteland. It will. Because there's no mechanism in place to reverse course. Get to rural America and get there now. Where they don't turn Mexican cartel drug smugglers loose back on the streets. Golly. Even Starbucks ain't sticking around. There always been a bunch of communist lunatics. But oh, lo and behold, the consequences of their actions. How about that? You know what? We're going to talk about that. Hang on a sec.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I think maybe that particular part of that Hendrix song was maybe a little too on the nose when we're talking about crime, Chris. But look, again, I just want to touch on this really quickly. Companies like Starbucks are pulling out of the cities because they're too unsafe. All these lunatics on the left who've pushed far left policies forever and are now being burned by them. Boy, I know I'm a bad person, but I can't possibly tell you how little sympathy I have for you. You did this. I think about this now. I see these actors or entertainers like Bill Maher. Bill Maher is the new guy the right loves to fall in love with because once every 4 months he'll say something that's vaguely on the right. Bill Maher brought all this insanity into mainstream, right where it is now. Now you don't get to stand up and say the world's gone crazy. But people don't own anything anymore. They don't own anything. These corporations, as they've destroyed, especially cities, they don't own it. Starbucks, you're pulling out of 16 major cities. You should stay right there because that's exactly what you deserve. Speaking of people not owning anything, here's Dr. Fauci.
I was vaccinated and doubly boosted. And I believe if I did not have that degree of background protection, I would have had a much more serious course. My course was relatively light, minor symptoms, and right now I'm completely without symptoms, and I feel very good, very energetic. So I believe I'm back to normal.
However you feel about the, are we still calling it a vaccine? That's probably not accurate, but look, however you feel about the therapeutic, are you at least a little bit creeped out by how many of the vaccinated and boosted people get it and they all trot out the exact same line? Thank you, Jesus, that I'm vaccinated and boosted. It would have been way worse. It's honestly like someone holds a gun to their head every single time they catch it. It is. Oh, maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, Jesse, this is out of the blue. We were talking about something else. Why would you be bringing this up? No. I'm not bringing it up. They're bringing it up, and maybe you should be paying attention.
What I will tell you is that come the fall and winter, Most everyone who's an expert on pandemics and these viruses will tell you that strong chance that we'll see a resurgence of the virus, whether it's the variants that we have now or new variants, and we got to be ready.
That's the HHS secretary. Did you know the U.S. government just extended its, quote, COVID emergency time? Oh, don't think it was just Dr. Fauci there. Don't think it was just the HHS secretary. Here's the head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky.
Many Americans are under-vaccinated, meaning they are not up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. Not all people over the age of 50 have received their first booster dose. Of those who received their first booster dose, only 28% of those over 50 have received a second booster dose. And of those over the age...
I just want to pause here real quickly. Why do they think that is? Somebody over the age of 50 already took two shots initially, right? Because, of course, they didn't tell you that right off the bat. But you took two shots initially. You're over the age of 50. And then you went out and got your booster shot. But only 28% of them have gone back for a second booster shot. Has Rochelle Walensky or anybody, have they really sat down and asked why that is? Or do they already know that people are starting to get really scared about how these things are making them feel and they're worried it's never going to end? Anyway.
At the age of 65, only 34% have received their second booster dose. So my message right now is very simple. It's essential that these Americans, as Dr. Shah said, get their second booster shot right away.
I'm going to play for you something. It's long. It's not my voice. It's not me you're going to be hearing here. This is Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Richard Bartlett. They're on this big panel, and they're studying a Swedish study about all this stuff. I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, and as you know, I have a community college level education, so I don't even know what half these big words mean, but however you stand, wherever you stand on all this, I want you to sit back and listen.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow. And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. Mm. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing
really?
That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA. But this is showing that in a lab, it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Gold?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
Because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations. I forgot the acronym. I think it's GINA, G-I-N-A.
GINA,
right? So this now opens the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's this Sweden study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.
You make your own choices with your own body. I'm telling you, I'm going to continue bringing this stuff to you as it gets brought to me. All right? All right. Now, before we get to the deception, the level of deception we have with our corrupt government, and man, the more you dig into our government, the more you realize how truly broken and corrupt it has become. Before we get to that, I think we should sit back and I think we should pay homage to Corinne Diversity Hire, who says everything's great.
And so, look, the president's going to be focused. We have a strong economy. We are going to, as we're talking about inflation, our plan right now is to do that transition from that the growth that we've seen in the economy to a more stable and steady growth. And we've seen that in the numbers last week with the jobs numbers.
You know what they're saying inflation's going to be? 8.8%. That's over the course of a year. Just so you know, that's compared to June of 2021. That'll be June of 2022 to June of 2021, 8.8%. Now, we all know the number is much, much higher than that. But even if you use their fluffy numbers that are there to make you and I feel better, you're 8% poorer today than you were last June. That number is a 40-year high. 40-year high. But don't worry, they totally understand what you're going through.
63% of Democrats believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. How do you explain that?
Well, we understand what the American people are feeling. We understand that. We're not going to pay attention to polls. That's not what we're going to do here. What we're going to focus on is delivering for the American people.
Yes, they very much understand what the American people are going through. They really understand everything. They care very deeply. How much do they understand? Well, I have one of the great pieces of audio we have ever discovered on this show. It's from CNBC of all places, and I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. But just, again, I want to reiterate this. We can talk about all the shootings and stabbings and the conditions of the cities as much as we want, but you have to understand no one's coming to save you. Nobody. You have to find a way to protect yourself now. You do. Go get yourself a Hero non-lethal gun. And this is more important than that. Get one for your loved one. That daughter you did send off to college, son off to college, off to work remotely, your mom who lives alone, your wife, your husband, something to keep in their car, keep by their bedside. Get a Hero non-lethal gun. It shoots these pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They hit you, they explode, and then you're engulfed in this chemical pepper cloud. Go get the Hero Arrow, the new thing that shoots the double barrel blast of the Pavo gel in your face. It will save your life. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it. Anybody. Point and squeeze. Go to hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse because that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is Jesse Kelly on the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing you a very merry
Buenas tardes
from us to you. Chris, don't shake your head. You don't understand.
We're changing people's lives.
We're changing people's lives on this show, and I still can't stop laughing about this really creepy PSA.
If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step 3, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right, you've got this.
New York's running PSAs on how to survive a nuclear blast. Does somebody know something they're not telling us about here? All right, that's not what I wanted to play you because I have more I need to get to. I have this CNBC audio is so good because remember, the communist lives in a world entirely of make-believe. We talk about that all the time. He does. He exists in a world that is not real. This world has been created for him by a disgusting education system, by an entertainment system that believes the same thing. The media makes everything worse. So he's never actually had to confront reality. He lives, works, he doesn't worship, but he exists entirely in a world of make-believe. So whenever you can manage to pin one of these people down and present him with reality, they generally don't do that well. Here's Congressman Jeffries getting introduced to reality.
You don't think there's anything that you can do in Congress or to convince a Biden administration? You don't think there's any regulations that need to be eased? You don't think there's any offshore activity, ANWR, Keystone? You don't take any responsibility? It's just all a Putin price hike.
Yeah, part of the challenge domestically in terms of production is that the oil and gas companies have refused to actually act on the permits to drill that they currently have.
That's kind of a red herring, Congressman. There's leases. There's, you know, there's also just the overall pressure from ESG and the green lobby about whether an oil company is going to make plans 5 or 10 years down the road. So would you invest hard-earned capital on a 5-year project or a 10-year project now if you were a fossil fuel company?
Yeah, I mean, it's not clear to me that the oil and gas companies really care that much about the so-called green lobby. They have made clear in their earnings calls and in their representations to shareholders that they do care about the record profits that they've been making on the backs of increased gas prices for the American people.
Well, they're not making what they made 10 years ago. So their records based on the last 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years. But no one, I don't remember you feeling bad for them when they lost $20 billion in 2020 either. So, I mean, it is a very volatile business that they're in. And that's, unfortunately, that's the way capitalism works. Some years you do well, other years you don't do as well.
That's how you introduce a communist to reality. That was beautiful. Oh, did I mention? We were making fun of Starbucks earlier for suffering the consequences of their own actions. We want to make sure we make these corporations that turn left on us, we want to make sure we do punish them. You shouldn't be buying your coffee at Starbucks. You shouldn't. We also, there's a second part of that. We want to make sure we're rewarding our friends. When we do have corporate friends who stand up for what we believe in, I've always believed this and I always will believe it is important we patronize those places. If you have any bedding needs at all, pajama needs, slipper needs, whatever, you really should go to MyPillow. And it's not like it's some sacrifice. The prices are great. The quality is unreal. I've told you before, the MyPillow fixed my wife's freaking neck. And you're supporting a person. You're supporting a company that not only shares your values, actually fights for your values. How many corporate CEOs are out there on TV fighting for you and your values? How many? Can you count me 5? Mike Lindell is. They're having a flash sale on MyPillows right now. You can get them as low as $19.88. My goodness, you want to talk about stock up on gift-giving time? Go to MyPillow.com, use the radio listener specials and the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Go get one today. Let's get to a couple emails. Mr. Pink Flower, I just found out today something that angers me to the core. I am a 12-year USMC, that's U.S. Marine Corps, USMC vet. Served it all based out of MCAS Miramar in San Diego. News broke today that for the first time ever, the Marine Band from Miramar will be participating in the Pride Parade here in San Diego. They took over July in my Marine Corps. June, actually, is what you mean. Still looking for their base CG, that's Commanding General, and public affairs emails to fix it before it's too late. I know you fixed another parade, but can we fix this one, please? Use my name if you read this. His name is Sergeant Williams. Brother, if I could save our military, I would. If I could do something about what's happening, I would. We have to understand what we're up against, the forces we are up against. It's about so much more than a parade. We're up against people who are devoutly religious to their communist god. And that's so hard for people like you and me to understand when we just want to live and let live. I want to do my thing. You do your thing. It's hard for us to understand we are up against ravenous wolves. I'm going to play you something right now, and I want you to listen very closely. This is a teacher. Well, I'm playing you as a teacher, courtesy of EITC on Twitter, by the way. This is a teacher. Listen to this. Listen to how they think. Listen to how purposeful they are.
I noticed that there is a large community of teachers on TikTok sharing tips and tricks, which I think is great. And there's also a large community of socialists and people on the left on TikTok sharing political ideas. And that's also really amazing. But I don't think there's really anybody talking about the overlap between these two. So after a few years of college, I joined DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America. And a few years into that, I sort of started meeting some people who were teachers. And I noticed, wow, there's a lot of teachers in DSA. What's that about? So I talked to some comrades. I read some great articles. And I sort of started to realize that if I wanted to do...
Comrades. Notice she talked to comrades. I'll let her keep going.
Socialism at my workplace. And I wanted to continue working in socialism. It's something that I care very, very deeply about. And I couldn't imagine a job where I could do that, where I could be at work, I could, you know, do my job and love my job, but also be a socialist. And these comrades that I talked to made me realize that teaching is an extremely strategic place for socialists to be. There are many, many reasons why teaching is strategic, but I'll just go through some of the basic ones. So first of all, teaching cannot be outsourced. So it is an industry that we need in the U.S. no matter what. We need teachers in every single city, every single town. It's one of the last public institutions in the United States. So this means for teachers, when we go on strike, everything shuts down.
Strategic. She wants to be a teacher. Did you hear it in her voice? She wants to be a teacher. Why did she want to be a teacher? Did she say, I want to shape young minds? I want to take this knowledge I've been given and I want to give it to young people. I want to help people succeed. Is that what she said? No. She wants to be a teacher for, how'd she say it? Strategic reasons. She strategically knows that there's a bottleneck when it comes to the education of your children. She is basically putting herself in the middle of that bottleneck. So you are going to have to filter Aiden, Jaden, and Braden through her socialist ideas if you want your child to be an educator. I didn't tell you that or play you that so you could be outraged. I told you that so you can understand how committed and how purposeful these people are. Why did they ruin our military? Because they ruin everything. I can't do anything to stop a Marine Corps band from playing at a pride parade in San Diego. I take that back. Maybe I could. Maybe I could whip up enough outrage about it that I could get them to pull out and cancel it. Maybe I will. But even that, that's just taking ibuprofen for a headache when you have a gigantic brain tumor. We have got to go much, much, much deeper and run these people out of our public institutions. Now, speaking of public institutions, just how much is the federal government lying to us and about what? I've got some things you need to hear. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.